Hello everyone and welcome back to the Keep Productive YouTube channel. On today's feature, I wanted to dive into the Notion calendar and some of the exciting ways you could be using it and take full advantage of it. Now, this is something in the Notion course that we're going to be putting a particular focus on this week. We're actually going to be uploading a few classes on that. Now, as you can imagine, you can use a calendar inside of Notion. It's not really the most advanced calendar. It doesn't have like the likes of Google Calendar integrations, or it doesn't work in the same way as a calendar, like having week or day views. But it does, it's very useful as I guess, a holistic planner, sort of mapping out future activities. So in today's video, we're going to dive into that. But before we begin, a little word from our sponsor. So this video is sponsored by Clean My Mac X. Now, if you're waiting for the impending release of macOS Catalina, then you'll want to be ready and organized. Now, Clean My Mac X is a powerful way to do just that. You can clean up your storage, files, and improve the speed of your CPU using this application. It does a smart scan, allowing you to get a report on all of the things that are slowing down your Mac, and you can get actionable steps on how to improve that just by clicking a few buttons. It's really, really powerful. I've used this application in the past, and it's been very valuable in terms of improving the speed of my Mac. Now, as you can imagine, there are a few things that I particularly like about it. The uninstaller is a fantastic feature. If you want to get rid of some old applications that you no longer use, you can use the batch uninstaller. The same with large files as well. Get rid of those big files that are taking up the massive amount of room, especially when I'm editing. Now, there is also a menu bar, which I really like. If you go up to the top, you can open this menu bar. And what's cool is it'll give you like the Mac health. So you can actually see everything from your battery life to the CPU at that current moment in real time. And that's quite a nice little open window so that you can see how your Mac is getting on. Now, you can get a license for Clean My Mac for $39.95 for the annual subscription. And you can also get a free trial to test out its powers, available in the description below. But I really enjoy using Clean My Mac, so I recommend it highly. And I think you guys really enjoy it too. So a big thank you to Clean My Mac for sponsoring September 2019. So here we are, guys, inside of my own Notion account. I wanted to show you around how I'm using Calendar at the moment. And then we'll talk about a few of the ways that you could be using Calendar inside of your Notion account. So as you can see here, this is my calendar. I have been using it back since July 2019. Now, what I want to say is this is definitely not my day-to-day calendar. I've been thoroughly enjoying an application called Woven, which has been my calendar for the last, I'd say, month and a half. It's basically been my Google Calendar replacement to some extent, because I've been scheduling so many different events that I wanted to sort of coordinate them in a bit of a better format. I was looking to use both Calendarly and Google Calendar, but then I was like, why don't I just combine it in one application? And actually it landed perfect timing, was Woven in my life. So I found a good sort of excuse to use it. So you can see, obviously I use this as my sort of day-to-day visual planner, and I probably would never use Notion as that. Obviously very early days to say that, but I'm thoroughly enjoying Woven and I tend to stick with the calendar application that I use. So here we go. As you can see here, this is my more of a holistic planner. You can see I've been sort of planning holidays, everything to birthdays and actual events that are coming up. And what I would say is I'm using this is in two different ways. The first is by plotting out sort of long-term holidays and long-term events like, you know, social, friends, and, you know, if you look down here, like Tel Aviv for work and Notion course, like what's going to be my focus to some extent for the rest of the year. But I am actually also going in now and creating meeting notes. So these are meeting notes. For example, I've got John Zaratsky on the podcast. You have to check that one out. It's really fantastic. And you can see here that I've added, obviously, notes and questions for him so that when I have that call with him, I can just open it up. And what's great is when I'm on the homepage and I want to add a filter, I can say is today. And I'll be able to see any relevant tasks, but in events. But in this case, I actually don't have any, but I could have done that for the day. So you can see here all of the list of activities. So if I go back into that area, that's actually been really helpful for plotting out sort of notes and activities like that. So that's just something to note that I've done. Very easy to do and very helpful. Now, there are a few ways I'm using this. Let's take my operation recovery that I've got planned coming up. I've got dates, obviously, the dates it's between and when I plan to recover. What type of activity is, and this is just a multi-select. So inside of here, I have anything from whether it's a utilities, holidays, house, family, work, friends. And also I have this property type called yes or no, planned yes or no. And for example, when I'm adding something, so let's say I might be like, okay, 24th, meeting with Bob. When I'm adding something really quick and I don't want to have to quickly sort of, I guess, not, you know, get too detailed with that. I'm like, okay, I just need to add it. You know, it's a work thing, quick. I add it, right? Then what I do is if I want to be able to sort of plan it or plan a host of different events, for example, let's say I haven't planned London yet. I can go in here up to the top and I can go filters. I go choose the property type planned and contains no. So if I scroll down to which hasn't been planned, you can see here that meeting with Bob in London isn't planned. So I can basically do a planning session in batched goes. So that really helps actually when it comes to like, you know, coordinating what needs to be done for the rest of the year. And it looks like at the moment I've only got two, but that's really helpful for quick capture. And I do recommend that. So if I go back and take that filter off and carry on down. So you can see as well, so when I go back to the operation area, I've also got some context, like what is the detail about this that I need to know? So that it's just a refresher, like why am I meeting this person? What is happening here? And then down here, I've just been resorting to objectives, like simple objectives. I don't know how I've managed to plan an operation, but you obviously recover from operation, do the focus course by Sean Blanc, because I guess I'll be pretty, you know, not moving much, and also script and practice to do course. So this is a good way for me to sort of plot out notes as well as planning future activities. Now, there are so many different ways that you could use a calendar, and I want to show you a few ways. So we're going to go ahead and create a new untitled area. We're going to call this calendar just for now. Now, I always recommend just popping the emoji calendar because it just helps, especially when you're sort of viewing your account. Now, let's say I wanted to go ahead and create a calendar inline, because I think inline's always a good one when you're sort of plotting things out. If you're more stable and want to sort of plot everything out, it's a lot easier to use the calendar full page. But what I would say is it's a good idea to sort of start with this one because you can always turn it into a page. You can do that through the settings there, which is really helpful. So obviously, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to start adding some events, but what I want to do is I'm going to add a few more sort of custom abilities. So for example, let's say I was in Tel Aviv. I'll add the icon like I would traditionally do. And then I'll say, you know, this is a work event. Okay. So what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to go ahead and go to properties. And I'm going to obviously turn the tags on and the days on. I'm going to drag this one out, which is something a lot of people don't know. Okay, so one of the things that I think would be particularly helpful when it comes to planning and organizing, and it's probably something that I'll definitely add in the future, is adding these new database templates. And you could say anything from Trip Planner. So let's say you go on a huge amount of trips for work. You could obviously pre-select the worked tag that you have there. And down below here, you could do a range of things like packing list, and you could pre-create a list of, you know, checklists that might be helpful. So let's go and grab some from the web. So there we go. We've just dragged some in for the web. I'm going to go ahead and remove that. I'm going to go ahead and drag this over here, turn them all into to-do lists. So you can see there, I've already got sort of started. I'm going to add a divider in between here. I could also as well maybe add a section of a sort of timeline of events and add a divider below that. Now, maybe what I want to do here is actually add a toggle list, because this might be helpful when it comes to plotting out the days in a bit more of a chronological fashion. And I could drag this next to the packing list. If I just neaten that up by dragging the packing list up here, this could be a neat way to be able to plan for future. Let's just add a couple of colors behind here. And you can start to see here, itinerary. That's really should be illegal how I'm spelling that. Itinerary. There we go. So you can start to obviously say, 11 a.m. Or, times. You can set the times for the event. So this is a really sort of simple structure. Like, this isn't really not doing much. Like, it's just a packing list and a timeline of events. But this might become really helpful when it comes to planning. So, for example, if I'm like, okay, Tel Aviv, I need to start planning for it. Bang. I've got my packing list. Okay, I've packed hats, scarves, and an umbrella. I don't know why, because you'd not need any of them there. And you can start planning, like, for example, 11 a.m., get flight from Luton. So you can start to see a bit more detail can be really instantly added by doing and using that. Now, of course, there is many different views inside of Notion with timeline coming very soon. There is a view that I recommend to people who want to manage their sort of calendar visually. So let's say I wanted to sort of plan Tel Aviv. I can go into gallery view. That's just by pressing add a view and go to gallery. You can see here that the packing list is obviously viewable, but in this case, I might want to just add a cover. Go to change cover, go to unsplash and type in Tel Aviv or whatever you find suitable. Now, once I've found an image that I think I like, I can go out of this. I can go to properties and I can actually get card preview page cover. So this is actually a very visual way when it comes to planning the different destinations you have. Let's say you want to, be planning Italy for a certain amount of days. So for example, you can, search Italy, get those days sort of planned, add an end date and say this is for work again. You could add a trip planner also to that. And you could go to the cover and change the cover to Italy. And find a lovely photo of Italy. So this is really handy, having like a really visual sort of demonstration of what you've got coming up. And of course, you can go to properties, make the card size smaller if you've got loads of different locations. And it also can become a sort of backlog as well. So one of the things you can do is, if you're using this as more of a sort of mapper of what you've got coming up, you can add the property details of date and tag. And there you go, you can see sort of upcoming timeline. And then if you were very particular and you wanted to see, for example, what you had in October, you can go date is from exact day, because today is the 1st of October. And you can say, and date is before the exact date of the 30th of October. So you can start to see the activities that are in that particular month. And that's very helpful to do so. So if I go back, I can also see, that's very interesting. So I must have got something wrong there, because if I go to the gallery view and I was on that filter, so is before, exact date is, is after. So there we go. So is after or is on or after. There we go. So I made a little bit of a mistake there. So just be careful with the actual sort of filter settings you have. So for example, I made a mistake of putting date is exact, but you can say date on or after and is on or before. So that's a handy way when you come to managing the actual sort of key date side. So obviously having this view will become helpful when you've got timeline, because timeline will hopefully be another database view that will help to organize that. But I definitely recommend it. It's actually a very visual way of doing it. And I think calendars are actually something that a lot of people sort of misjudge. Now, one of the things you could do as well is, if you wanted to, you could have, for example, a calendar view for your events, my events. I could say my events. And you could also have a sort of backlog of events. So, for example, in this case, you could have all of the ones that you've you're active on, and then you can go to the backlog of events and go and delete these two tags and put anything is date is after or before today. So anything that has happened, you can then have in your backlog, and anything that is current, you can have here. Now, one of the things you could do as well is add another calendar view, and this could be for your workouts. So this could turn eventually into a calendar that you would use for everything. So if I go to properties, I make sure I add the tag and the date. Actually, I'm not going to add the date. I'm just going to add the tag on this one because that's quite helpful. And I'm going to go to filters automatically. And I'm going to go ahead and filter that does not contain work. Or actually, that contains work for now. And let me just post, sort of go to here. And I'm going to say exercise routine 1. And then I'm going to go ahead and add that cricket bat for some reason. So here I'm going to put a workout as a tag and remove the work tag. So you can hear there, you can see there that if I go back here and press contains workout, then all my workout routines will come up. So this is helpful. And I could also go ahead and create a new template. In this case, I could say workout template. And I think I've showed this to you guys before. I could go down here, add a tag of workout. And I could say, you know, subheading 2, I could say workout's done and review of success. And then I could have a divider just below this and maybe add a few questions. So I could add a toggle of how hard did I push myself today? What did I see improve or what could I improve on? So you get the idea. You can obviously use this area as a really simple sort of workouts and how to sort of log them. So I could go here and put that next to this chap and move this over. Move this up here and move this up here. So this could be helpful. For example, when you finish a workout, you could be like, okay, brilliant, workout template. Bang, I've got a workout template and starting to go. So this could be your master calendar for pretty much anything, like one database to be able to manage all of your workouts, your events. But let's say you wanted to be able to track your, say, financial planning, like upcoming bills. Let's give this one a name. So you, remember, you can name the different views. So finance upcoming. So you might want to know the payments that are coming up. So in this case, I'm going to go ahead and add a new entry. I'm going to say mortgage bill here, because that probably does come out today. And I'm going to add an emoji for the house. Now I'm going to say this one is a bill. And also what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the templates area. I'm going to create a new template for bill tracking. And I'm going to go ahead and add a new tag called finance, a nice boring gray color. So down here, I may want to add a bit more details about my bill and say, which account taken. And maybe you could do a brief review or review of accounts. So down here, I could create a table. And this could be for all of your accounts. So if I type in accounts, I could say type or title of account. I could say account, call whatever that type of account, or actually just call it type. And then I could say over in this one, I could say amount. So in the amount one, I probably want to change it to number because I want to have a number there. So if I go here, move type to the start, give it a title, and say how much is in it. So in this case, I might want to say, let's keep track of what's in my savings account every month. Let's keep track of what's in my current account every month, and also joint account. So as you can see here, we'll just keep this blank. So I can say, let's keep this separate. So I can say here, this mortgage amount was taken from, and I can add it later on. So this may look a bit complicated. Let me just explain it to you because maybe I did just rush that. I do apologize. So you can see here, I've created two different areas. Account taken, where this money was taken from. So in this case, I can add exactly where the money was taken from. And I can also do a review of accounts. So this is handy for, say, each time you have something taken out, you can actually keep tallying what you actually have in your account. Might be a good way to keep financially aware of what you've got and maybe put pressure on you when it comes to not spending too much. So once we've created that, I'm going to go back out of here. And because we actually haven't set up the filter, I'm going to go to filter. I'm going to go to the tags and I'm going to have anything that contains finance. Of course, at the moment, we don't have any. In this case, actually, we did have any. So let me just go out of that. we did have. We created that mortgage one. We just didn't add a tag to it. So we're going to add a finance tag. But you can keep both tags. It still will detect it. So in this case, if I go to tags, contains finance, it should come up perfectly. So here I might want to click the billing tracking that we've got down here. And I could say, okay, it has come from my current account. And I could maybe bold that. And I could go here, I could say, maybe that's pretty useless. Maybe I just want to put notes here. But of course, I'd have to change that inside the template area to make that stick. But I could say, okay, maybe I've got 3,000 in savings and 1,000 here and 1,000 in our joint account. And that's a good way to sort of structurally review stuff. But you get the concept. You could even add a sum here to say, okay, my net worth or progress is this. And I could say, you know, savings, aim for 3,500 by next review. And that could be helpful. So you're starting to get an idea that you can use it for workouts, you can use it for events, you can use it for finance. But let's say I wanted to view everything. Everything. Let's call this one everything and add it as a calendar. So you can see here that once I do that, I can see there's much more added there. It's sort of like a bit of a cluster, like everything's all in one. But that's a pain, I guess, as I can't go into a day view. But one of the things you can do is if you wanted to, you can go ahead and add a... Actually, no, you can't do that. Ignore me. You can go ahead and add, say, a board view to be able to sort of plot it out a bit easier. So if you wanted to see it per different area, this might be a more of a manageable experience for you. So guys, that was a bit of a sort of bit of a detailed way that you can use different events. And one thing I didn't do here, you may notice that I don't have a filter set up for tags containing, and that could be for work. So obviously you could have multiple tags selected there. Or you could just go filter, does not contain finance, or workout. Actually, you can have multiple tags, so I just would have to add does not contain bill, say. There we go. So you get the idea of how you can utilize filters to shorten things down. Before we go, I just want to show you a few different ways that I started using it. So here I started using it as a way to sort of tally up some of my daily entries. And I started using it as a daily log, but I'm considering whether I should make one master calendar to be able to conform and sort of utilize this in a bit of a better fashion. I'm not yet sort of worked out my fitness planner and how to improve that, but maybe I need to combine daily log with events and activities as a way to sort of plan. But guys, let me know in the comments whether you want more features like this, because I'm so new to doing, I guess, different features like this, sort of like brutal overviews of some experiences and what you can do. Anyway, guys, I really hope you have a great day. Please do subscribe if you're brand new. Check out the Notion Made Simple course, and I will talk to you guys super duper soon. Cheers, everyone.